calling all Yankees faithful. Looking for the ultimate pinstripe fix? Tune into Yankees Fan Hour, the podcast made by fans for fans every week. We break down the games, the trades, and the drama with hot takes, insider scoops, and a whole lot of Bronx pride. Whether you're cheering from the bleachers or the couch, we've got you covered. Subscribe now on Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And join the loudest, proudest Yankee talk around, Yankees Fan Hour, because 27 rings ain't enough.
You're watching a High Wire Media podcast.
Hello, Texas Ranger fans, and welcome to the Talkin' Texas Rangers show. And of course, this special episode on opening day. Of course, when this airs, Nathan Eovaldi will take the mound and pitch the opening day game for the Texas Rangers. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below on the topics we covered, and give me your predictions on our win-loss record for this season. I actually think we'll make the postseason. I don't know if we can make it to the World Series and win, but I think we will get into the postseason in some form, whether it be the wild card or right into the heart of it. But let me know. But with that, let's get into the first topic, shall we? We first need to address three key factors to a successful 2025 for the Texas Rangers. The Rangers hope to rebound from the disappointing 2024 season with an AL pennant chase and hopeful second World Series, but there are multiple ways to measure success this season. From the highs of the franchise's first ever World Series title to the lows of 2024, it's been a roller coaster of emotions for the Texas Rangers over the last two seasons. However, with the help of a few new additions and a newfound fire, they are poised and committed to returning to the top of the Major League Baseball mountain. And these are three factors I believe will make for a successful season in 2025. Starting off, Jacob deGrom stays healthy and makes 20 to 25 starts. The Rangers have not gotten their money's worth from Jacob deGrom's five-year, $185 million contract he signed in 2022, as he has given the team only 9 starts in the past two seasons. The now 36-year-old, two-time Cy Young Award winner finally had a healthy offseason, although I'm sure he will have some restrictions as he eases back on the mound, I think he can get back to being one of the top pitchers in the majors. Since making a career-high 32 starts in 2018 and 2019, DeGrom has not started more than 15 games in a season. Realistically, I think the goal for this season should be around 20 to 25 starts. A 6-man rotation would probably be best for the Rangers, but with Gray and Bradford out for the early part of the season, and questions with their young pitching stars Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter, I'm not sure if that will be possible. And second, Rangers finally overcoming their in-state rivals to win the American League West. Winning their first ever American League West pennant since 2016 would be huge for Texas. It was thought that the Rangers slayed their preferable dragon after defeating the Astros in the 2023 ALCS, but Houston was able to bounce back last season, taking home the divisional crown for a fourth consecutive season. The Astros will look a lot different this year without World Series champions Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman on the roster, plus the Mariners seem to be at a bit of a crossroads with their current roster construction. Texas will separate itself from the rest of the pack on the strength of what will be one of the top lineups in the league. If they are able to make the best out of a starting rotation that comes into the season with a few question marks, I think they could start a trend of winning divisional pennants, especially as their core gains experience each year. And third, core young players take a significant step forward. 5 players who were originally drafted by the Rangers made the 2025 opening day roster, and each will play a pivotal role in the team's success, not only now, but years to come. Josh Young is looking to return to all-star form after multiple injuries caused him to only play in 46 games in 2024. Wyatt Langford, who is on the verge of superstardom, is looking to avoid a sophomore slump, and Leody Taveras, who is only 26 years old, should be entering the prime of his career. On the mound, the former Vanderbilt University pairing of Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker will have their chance to establish themselves as key contributors for the staff for years to come. Ezekiel Duran, Josh Smith, and Evan Carter's growth is also something to watch this year, as well as how effective relief pitcher Mark Church is in his first year out of the bullpen.
Whether it's opening day, a rivalry showdown, or another October run, fingers crossed, you need the best seats for the best price, and that's where Game Time comes in. Game Time is the fastest, easiest way to score last-minute tickets to Rangers games. No stress, no sketchy resellers, just killer deals on seats you actually want. And the best part? They show you exactly what your view looks like before you buy. No surprises. Just baseball the way it should be, live and loud at Globe Life Field. Say goodbye to ridiculous fees and hello to Game Time's best price guarantee. You find a cheaper ticket somewhere else, they'll credit you the difference. That's how confident they are that you're getting the best deal. Don't wait. Use the link in the description and go get your ticket to the next Rangers game. And get ready to be there when the magic happens. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed, and that's Game Time. And now back to our episode.
And now on to our next topic. We're going to take a look at why Ranger fans shouldn't feel hopeless about Evan Carter's opening day demotion. Baseball is hard, and when injuries get in the way, it gets even harder to find success. This is the exact phase Evan Carter is in, and the Rangers believe starting the year in Round Rock will help him find his way again. A tough moment for the Rangers' 22-year-old outfielder Evan Carter was told he would not break camp with the big league camp, instead starting the 2025 season in the minor leagues. President of Baseball Operations Chris Young shared the news with reporters before the team's final exhibition game against the Royals in Arlington. Young noted that Carter was still not fully in the swing of things after returning from his back injury, and it will do his development well to get a feel for his swing in Round Rock. Young told reporters, quote, "We want to get the best version of Evan. He's not swinging it at the level we know he's capable. We think he's going to be a big part of our team, and we need him to be the best version of himself to help us win. We want the best version of Evan, and if we get that, he's going to help us win a lot of games." Based off what fans saw from Carter before he hit the IL last season and the lack of production in Arizona this spring, the news doesn't come off as a shock. However, it does cause a bit of concern for fans, expecting Carter to be the next best thing after his 2023 postseason heroics. While that is a fair reaction, it's a bit unfair of an attitude to have for a 22-year-old with less than 100 career MLB games under his belt, which is why fans shouldn't feel discouraged, rather optimistic and encouraged about his demotion and journey to get back on track. It is never a positive thing to see a player struggle, but it was obvious this spring that Carter didn't have what it took to be successful at the big league level. For the player, a lot goes through their head when they are productive as far as swing mechanics, confidence, loss of job, etc. The Rangers are not shying away from sharing that Carter is not successful right now, and they want to give him the opportunity to do so in a less pressure-filled environment in Round Rock. The move also didn't come as a shock to Carter either. While he'd love to be out there at the big league level day after day, his mind immediately goes to the task at hand, which is winning games. In his current level of play, he can't help the team do that, saying, quote, "At the end of the day, I've just got to prove that I can help the team win. I've got to get back to playing good baseball. I know I can do it. I've proven to myself and everybody else that I can do it, and I did it on the highest stage. I know that it's in there, and I've just got to get right back to feeling confident. I think that is going to be the best opportunity for me to do that." I think a lot of fans forget that Carter was drafted out of high school in 2020. His senior year in high school was canceled 3 games. Due to the pandemic, and he only spent 2 full seasons in the majors before his major league debut in September 2023. When he did debut, he was hitting like a 10-year vet, and it made fans think he was indestructible, and that's never really the case in baseball. While starting the season in Round Rock isn't an ideal progression for Carter, I believe he will be better off for it, if not to get his swing and timing back, but solely to make up for lost time all last season. The good news is, when that does happen, not only will Texas get a good all-around hitter, but one heck of a defensive hitter. Or defensive player, I should say. And now on to our next topic. we're going to take a look at three series in the first months of 2025 season that we Ranger fans should be excited for. A few seasons ago, Major League Baseball transitioned their schedule to be more balanced because of the teams played each other at least one time every season. The shift played out to where the Rangers welcomed teams like the Braves, Marlins, Cubs, Cardinals, and others. They usually would hardly ever play Texas. In return, Major League Baseball also reduced the number of games against each divisional opponent from 19 to 13, making the divisional games that much important. With all that in mind, we're going to take a look at three series the Ranger fans should be excited about from the start of the season to the All-Star break. Right off the bat, we got April 18th to the 20th against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's a wonderful first month matchup. The two most recent champions in the Rangers and Dodgers go head-to-head in the third full week of the regular season. Since 2023, the two have met six times for an overall record of 3-3. Being that this is an early season matchup, both teams might still be figuring out their identity, but the star power on both teams is enough to warrant a big crowd at Globe Life Field for this fun weekend matchup. And unfortunately, I'm actually going to be out of town for that series. So hopefully I can catch it online. And then we have the following month, May 15th to the 18th, against, of course, who else but the Houston Astros. Divisional opponent is always a fun one, but it means much more when it's the Houston Astros. This weekend series in May will be the first head-to-head for the two Texas teams in the season, and we'll give a clear glimpse of who might have the upper hand in 2025. To add to the excitement, it's a four-game series, so the chances are high of seeing both teams' top pitchers. If I were a fan of either team, I'd be marking this down on my calendar as a must-watch or attend series. Then, next up, rounding out the three, is June 17th to the 19th against the Kansas City Royals. The Royals will make a trip to Globe Life Field in June for a midweek series against Texas. Both teams have seen each other fairly often, playing 12 times in the last two seasons, with 7 on the schedule this year. What I think makes this game exciting is that the Royals are considered to be a favorite in the AL Central Division, and Texas has their projections as well on top of AL West. A potential division winner matchup and maybe playoff picture series could be fun to watch. As always, you can attend these and other series in person this season, or choose to watch and listen via television or radio. The new Ranger Sports Network and streaming partnership with Victory Plus give fans within the team's market area to watch every non-nationally televised game this year. Out-of-market fans as well can access each game via MLB.tv. And now on to our next topic. We're going to take a look at the biggest X factor for getting back to the postseason, and that is the Texas Rangers veteran ace will be their biggest X factor in trying to get back to the postseason. The Texas Rangers won the World Series in 2023, but failed to make the postseason in 2024, and that's how baseball sometimes works. But the Rangers will be doing all they can to get back to glory this year. MLB.com's Thomas Herringen recently went over the top teams trying to get back into the playoffs and who their biggest X factor will be in the hunt. For Texas, it was the oft-injured Jacob DeGrom. When DeGrom is healthy, he is undoubtedly one of the best pitchers in baseball. The problem is, he isn't healthy very often. Since the start of the 2020 campaign, he has a 2.10 ERA with a .750 whip, 13.9 K per 9, and 194 ERA plus. That's a historic run on paper. But he has averaged just 53 innings per season in that time. The Rangers signed DeGrom to a 5-year, $185 million deal back in 2023. And he had to undergo Tommy John just 30.1 innings into that deal. The two-time NL Cy Young winning pitcher made his return in September of 2024 and kept that form going, albeit in just a 10.2 innings sample size. It is always scary to watch a pitcher come back from the procedure since no one knows when they are going to return or what they are going to look like when they do. Texas may have gotten a little bit lucky this time around with DeGrom, but now they just need him to find a way to stay on the mound. The Rangers made a huge investment in him the first time around, and it hasn't paid off in the slightest. They won a ring after his signing, but he didn't even play a role in the win. Last year, Texas starting pitchers pitching accounted for a bottom 10 ERA, strikeout, wins, losses, pretty much anything else that could be measured. Despite that, the club signed just one starting pitcher this offseason, Patrick Corbin. While Corbin is a reliable innings eater, he has a 5.71 ERA, 71 ERA plus over the last 4 years. That means the Rangers are counting on their in-house players to step up and play better or play at all, and DeGrom is at the top of that list. If the 36-year-old is healthy, it should be enough to push Texas back into the postseason. And now on to our next topic. The 2025 season has arrived, and we're going to make our predictions on which Rangers will shine or falter under the expectations this season. We're going to give you our picks for player, pitcher, hitter, defender, disappointment, rookie, and comeback players of the year, as well as series of the year and a bold prediction or three. Player of the year, Wyatt Langford. What Langford brings to the lineup is undeniable. What we saw from him to close out the season in 2024 was just a fraction of what I think his potential is at the plate. I also think he is sneakily talented in the outfield and will be one of the best defenders on the team. But his most valuable skill is speed, either beating out grounders, stretching extra bases, or stealing. Excuse me. And for hitter of the year, I'm going to go with Jake Berger. Berger finally has a secure defensive spot at first base and a lot of protection before and after him in the lineup. I think that will allow him to get comfortable in Texas and really take a massive step forward in his career. I personally believe he will go for 35 home runs and 90 to 100 RBIs this year. And of course, for pitcher of the year, I'm going to go, I know we've talked about him a lot this episode, I'm going to go with Jacob DeGrom. The success of the 2025 Rangers looms big on the health of DeGrom, and I believe he will answer the call and return to his Cy Young form. It will take him a few months to get fully back into the dominant mode, but I think late in season innings will not be a factor, and Bruce Bochy will get to use the best tool in his arsenal. Now, let's get on the defensive side of the game with Defender of the Year, and I'm going to go with Josh Young. My mind, Young is one of the most underrated young defensive players in the game. There were several highlight plays he made during the 2023 season in clutch moments. Young will not only be the best defender on the team, but he will finish among the best defensive third basemen in the American League. And now, for a comeback player of the year, I'm going to go Adolis Garcia. He set his sights on 50 home runs this season, and I believe him. He went to work in the offseason to transform his swing and stance, and this spring, he's seen the success, hitting over 300 with a couple of extra base hits. He took the 2024 season personal, and he's not going to disappoint this year. And unfortunately, we have to address disappointment of the year, and I think that's going to be Nathan Eovaldi. Expectations will be higher than ever this season after signing his 3-year $75 million deal this winter. With DeGrom trying to get back acclimated in his first full season back, multiple major injuries to the rotation in young arms like Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker settling in as big leaguers, I wonder if he can be the ace that goes deep into games, especially coming off a career high in innings pitched. And for Rookie of the Year, we're going closer, Mark Church. Had it not been for a major shoulder injury last year, Church would have seen his name on the big league roster in 2024. The Atlanta native will be one of the top options in the bullpen and has a shot to earn the closer role as the year progresses. And for bold prediction of the year, I'm going to go Texas trades for not one, but two aces at the trade deadline. The pitching situation in Arlington is dire. There are few healthy arms and even fewer with no immediate health concerns. Sonny Gray will likely be available, and it wouldn't be Chris Young's first deal with St. Louis, where he grabbed an ace at the deadline. Alcantara will be traded in 2025, and I fully expect Texas to seize the opportunity to grab the former Cy Young winner. And my series of the year will be, I think you kind of got to do it obvious, and it's going to be Rangers at the Astros from September 15th to the 17th. This is the third to the last series of the regular season, and with divisional projections, it will occur with the division on the line. These two will finish 1-2 in the division, and this series will likely decide if Texas retakes the AL West or Houston continues their divisional dominance. And that is the predictions I have for this season. Let me know your predictions in the comment section below. And with that, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TTRangers. What does your money go towards, you ask? That is a great question. It actually goes into growing this channel, whether that be upgrading equipment, bringing new hosts, be able to pay them, and eventually taking this show on the road and doing episodes from Globe Life Field or any on-the-road games that they have. And your support can help make that happen. So with that, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll catch you next time. And let's go, Rangers.